WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. President Biden made a momentous announcement yesterday, He has, I've used the word genocide on this show a lot to describe what Russia is doing in Ukraine, slaughtering civilians, attacking civilians, torturing civilians, dragging them off to Russia. The Nazis did this in the 1940s. For the first time, President Biden himself used the word genocide. For the first time, he labeled it what it was. And then he was asked about it. And once again, he tried to deflect and defend against the knife attacks in the back from the Putin-Trump axis, the Tucker Carlson axis, the Republican axis, AXIS, a reference to the Axis powers in the Second World War for Germany and Italy. And he said, well, it sure seems that way to me. The lawyers will decide if it is. That's a lot of baloney. Joe, knock it off. You called it a genocide. You were right. Why is that important that Joe Biden calls it a genocide as opposed to my calling it a genocide or any of you calling in calling it a genocide? Because if a genocide is occurring, which it is, under the UN Charter, the UN has an obligation to stop it, not just NATO. The UN has frequently ignored that charter. They ignored it in Cambodia when Pol Pot committed genocide of his own people. They ignored it in Rwanda when the Hutu genocided the Tutsis. In that one, you know, if a Hutu or a Tutsi came into this country, you'd have a hard time telling them apart. Well, the Tutsi is somewhat taller. But that got so bad that neighbors were killing neighbors, and some people who were married to Tutsis, like a Hutu husband, a Tutsi wife, murdered his wife and his own children because they were half Tutsi. And the UN didn't do anything. The UN is weak and impotent. The UN is necessary. The meetings are in New York, and it permits people from around the world to come to New York, eat in a very good restaurant, maybe see a few shows, see how Western democracy works, and try to influence going back home. But they're not going to do anything without the U.S. lobbying them and big power machinations to get them to do it. But if there is a genocide in Ukraine, which there is, Biden called it that way, that triggers legal obligations. This backtracking, saying, but of course that's up to the lawyers, is done simply because he is a wartime president who is constantly attacked by Republicans and the Republican Party and the infrastructure of the Republican Party who are betraying their own country. They think that that will get them back into power. Let me give them a very, very quick lesson in the politics of that. The Ronald Reagan coalition that was put together of blue-collar Democrats and regular Republicans, which has really helped the Republican Party, is premised on a couple of things. Blue-collar Democrats, the so-called ethnic Democrats, can't be taken for granted. Many of them are descended from people of Eastern Europe, from Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine. And when they see their party siding with Russia against Ukraine, they're not going to be voting Republican. So the Democratic Party in this election had better highlight that the Republican Party is a traitor party that is siding with Russia to genocide Ukraine and hit that very hard, not allow a lot of Islamo-left freaks going around attacking the United States. Could I be clearer? Do I perhaps lack nuance? Have you ever heard any nuance on this station? For me, no, you haven't, for good reason. So when he uses the word genocide, even though he tries to deflect the knife attacks from the back by the Republican Party, that has a lot of consequence. One consequence is when I say it, and it's true, people go, okay. When Biden says it, how can you stand by and watch a genocide? After the Nazi genocide in the 1940s in the Second World War, we all said never again, never again. Well, it's happening again. It's happening again. The German siege of Leningrad is no different when the Russian siege of Mariupol to starve people and murder them when you finally break in. And in Leningrad, which is now called St. Petersburg, they bordered on a lake or on water that froze in the winter. The Germans didn't secure that part of it, and they got food in over the winter. There is no lake against Mariupol where that is the case. There's no food getting to Mariupol. People are dying. The mayor said there have been 10,000 civilians killed, and there'll be another 10,000 on the way now, and a lot of corpses lie in the street. This is Leningrad 2.0. How can you sit there, NATO and Joe Biden, even with a treacherous Republican Party knifing you and knifing our country, and say, well, you better not do that a few miles to the west? You know, the woman in Kiev who was raped had a swastika burned onto her body, and then the body was burned. Go ahead, do that 10 miles from the Polish border, 10 feet from the Polish border, the Romanian border, but not on NATO territory. That's inhuman. You have no soul if you say that. You have no soul if you say that. And early on, to deflect the Republicans, Biden would say things like, well, we will not fight the Russians in Ukraine. Why do you say that? If you have a $750 billion budget for defense and could wipe them out in a second, you don't say it. Nobody plays poker, puts his cards down for the other guy to see. Why do you say things like, well, there better not be incursion, at least not a real serious one? Why do you say these things? Because you have a treacherous party in this country that is stabbing you. I get it. But people want leadership. People want leadership. They don't want Blinken saying, well, maybe they mixed a few chemicals in tear gas for riot control. Riot control in a city they're genociding? Did we say that the Nazis mixed a little bit of chemicals in tear gas to control riots in Leningrad who are being exterminated? Did we? No, we didn't. Here, it is so easy compared to other circumstances. The Ukrainians want to drive them out. Why are you not sending the planes, Joe? Why are you not sending the planes? Because Putin might be mad, and Tucker Carlson and Trump might be mad and attack you. These are all animals. They're not human. They're not human. You have to look at it that way. It's not a matter of being mad. Putin is a psychopath. He's a murderer. He's a sadist. He's a genocidal maniac. He calculates. He's a robot. And when the pain gets too big, there's only one kind of pain he fears, and that's the mob turning on him, dragging him into the street and stomping him to death. He fears that. It happened in Ceaușescu in Romania in 1988 or 89. That is what he fears. And the only way that is going to happen is if the rabble in Russia see more coffins going back. Putin does not care about sanctions, and he doesn't care about dead soldiers on the Russian side. He does not care. He doesn't have to care. He has in place a Stalin gulag operation, where everybody's afraid of him, and he doesn't let anybody close enough to him to kill him. So give Zelensky the planes. Give him all the tanks he wants. Give him the shorter ship missiles. Give him the multi-missile launchers. where they press a button and six missiles go off. Give them the air defense systems that can take down more than a helicopter. Women and children are being murdered. This is a genocide. He is a war criminal. You're afraid about a nuclear reaction. Sure. But the best way to get a nuclear reaction is continue to enable him. So he takes Ukraine and then is popular in Russia. And then he'll go into Moldova. And then he looks at Finland. And then he's going to look at a slice of Estonia. Just a little slice. Just a little slice with a couple of Russian speakers. And Germany and France will say, well, it's not much of an incursion. Do you understand what Chamberlain did to Hitler, with Hitler, in Czechoslovakia, in the Sudetenland? He said it was peace in our time, and Mr. Hitler appears satisfied. Mr. Hitler was a ravenous dog. A ravenous dog is never satisfied. Then Hitler went into Poland, and finally they had to do something. If they had stood up to Hitler right away, frankly, if somebody had assassinated Hitler, it would have been a different story. So I'm glad that Biden used the word genocide, but frankly, some of his cabinet, Blinken, does not give a strong projection or appearance. He'd done a superb job behind the scenes getting NATO together. They've done a very, very fine job getting a lot of weapons to Ukraine, but they're drawing the line between offensive and defensive weapons. Why are they doing that? That's absurd. Well, you're only going to put half the team on for defense, then bench them, put them all on there. This isn't a football game. This isn't a football game. Get them the planes. Get them the planes right now. Get them the planes right now. Russia is deporting. It has already sucked out 400,000 Ukrainians, put them in camps, their concentration camps, and they're sending 100,000 to Siberia and to a gulag. This is Stalin all over again, Joe. Wake up. Yes, the Republican Party betrayed the United States. They're unworthy of being in government. Stop worrying about being knifed in the back by them. Show leadership. Stop Russia in Ukraine. Send Zelensky the planes. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.